Man, so I know I hit you up last week, though. I hit you up last week, or 2 weeks ago almost now. And we had Easter going on and shit. How was your Easter going for you?
Oh, it was a blessing, bro. I had a family in from Mexico, so we enjoyed our time. It's always a good time seeing family that we haven't seen in over so long. You know what I mean?
Man, but, yeah,
it was a blessing. How about yourself?
Well, bro, I'm on the road, so spent my time here just, you know, since I'm definitely not with the kids and stuff like that, I try to make sure I take the time for myself. You know what I mean? So sitting down, reading, you know, and I really be trying to disconnect, bro, because I'd be like, you know, especially like as us dancers and creators, I feel like there's always this consistent need to like, I need to post some now. I need to get this. I need to get that. I need, you know, and that's a day I'm not doing it. Right. You know, I'm not participating in the foolery. Not that day.
Right.
But man, that's good, bro. It's good to hear that you got a chance to fucking link with family and stuff. And you know, it's family's important. Family's important, and I think sometimes, you know, in the hustle and bustle of life too, we kind of miss that sometimes, you know. We kind of like overlook that and don't quite put the emphasis on it that we need. But bro, thank you for being on the show.
Honored, bro.
Real quick, for everybody who's going to be watching and everybody who might not know who you are, let them know who you are real quick, and then we'll go from there.
Outside of dancing in general, my name is Casey, you know what I mean? I'm a family man first. I'm a man of God first. And then anything after that, I'm a barber. I do some brand ambassadorship with therapy with my man DNA and some other folks that we know. And I'm a dancer from San Antonio, Texas. You know what I mean? Yeah, pretty much. I'm a student to art. I'm an addict to art. You know what I mean? And yeah, that's pretty much it. That's me. Yes, sir.
My man. Dude, and Val, shout out Val. She's already on here talking about my favorite. I knew you had fucking favorites. Yeah, bro. Southside. Listen, big shout out to all y'all from Texas, bro. I felt so welcomed. I felt so welcomed and like just like home, bro. Like really, really at home when I was there with y'all, bro. And so I really appreciate like everything y'all did for the young man hanging out with y'all and shit, bro.
Hey, you're forever welcome. You know what I mean? Anytime, slide through, we here. You know what I mean?
Bro, I'm telling you, pulling up, like, garage sessions are my shit, bro. I love a good old crib at the cribbo with everybody. I love that, dude. And so, and I'm not big on outsiders. You know, like, especially at the crib, you know, like at the crib, like, bro, if I don't really know you like that, I don't know. Maybe we can move the session to the parking lot or somewhere in the park, you know, at the crib. Yeah. That's so to feel that I was like, yo, this means something to me. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And so you were saying, so definitely, you know, I'm already knowing about a lot of your crump work, and I definitely want to get into that. But you're saying that you're also doing some brand ambassadoring with therapy. Yeah. What is that exactly?
So basically, like I said, it's a brand created between my friend Jameer DNA and then my other friend Jacob. So it's basically a brand focused on mental health and really being a voice for that movement. You know what I mean? And just making sure that no one is feeling alone. And anything that we all can do as a brand to help or reach out or just any small thing, you know, we want to be a part of that and make sure that, you know, everything is good. You know what I mean? And if not good, at least on the way to be good. You know what I mean? So I'm big on mental health and they know that. So they're like, well, shoot, it's not out of your alley. You know what I mean? So if you would like to be a part of what they got going on, they would love to have me. So I was like, of course, I'm all for it. I'm all about mental health. So I feel like that's really important.
So it was right up your alley, right up your alley.
Right there. Yes, sir.
And I have to be better about it. But this podcast, when I first started it, I was in a really, really bad spot. I was in a really bad space mentally, physically, all of that. And so I was doing these things called Friday's Food for Thought, right? Which I'd post a story on Instagram, and it was always like something that was going on in my brain, and I just had to get it out. You know what I mean? And it was always surrounding mental health. And then people are like, yo, like 45 seconds isn't long enough, Corbs. We need a little bit more. So I was like, well, let me figure out how to start a podcast. And so I started up this podcast around mental health. So to hear that, bro, that you guys take that seriously is big to me, bro. Hey, what up, Shazam? I see you, Brody. Where would you say that you yourself, where you at mentally right now, bro? Are you like you good?
Yeah. I mean, I'm better. Yeah, I mean, like you said, I find myself sometimes in places not such the best. Mm-hmm. But I find a lot of positivity around me, so I try to hone in on that and try to focus in on better. You know what I mean? Because it's easy to get stuck in the negativity and all that shenanigans, but it's what you do after that. It's more focused on like what's next. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you may be down, but what are you gonna do about it? You know what I mean? So I feel like that part is more important. Because you don't want to get stuck in that loop. You know what I mean? You don't want to get stuck in that. You don't want to make that your identity. You know what I mean? You don't want that to be your everyday. No one wants to be there, really. Mm-hmm. So it's just focusing on not being there as much as possible and really being present. Being present is most important.
Yeah, because I heard this thing where depression is a loop of us hoping to change the past, and anxiety is a loop of us hoping to prevent the future. And so being in the present is the best way to live life, because we don't know what's coming. So just be ready right now. You know, shout out Sugar Free. I stay ready, so I ain't gotta get ready. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir. That part.
What do you think? You know, and I won't. Cause I'm not, I'm a real he, him, like I'm a dude, right? So I'll speak on men's issues on this one. What do you think we can do better as men to be there for men and their mental states, or where they might be at, you know, in their own journeys?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's just, I guess, not being afraid to actually ask and willing to listen. When you have a friend or just the men around you, you know what I mean? Really check in. I don't feel like that happens enough, or at least like not enough men around really feel like they have that type of avenue to just talk to someone without any kind of judgment or, you know, something that's going to be like, oh, you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that. It's just like, sometimes you just want to speak and just be heard. It don't even got to be like talk back to me, you know what I mean? Just let me get it off my chest, because sometimes there can be a lot on the mental, and maybe just speaking it clears that off, you know what I mean? Or whatever the case may be, whatever helps get that off, you know what I mean? So just to find more avenues within the community of men around us and make it okay, you know what I mean? Because I know a lot of people didn't grow up that way. Not many people have that type of relationship with mental health. As far as like men, you know what I mean? The men we don't really, or at least in my community here, it really wasn't that hot of a topic. And if it was ever to come up, it'd be like, all right, that's cool. But you still got to move on. And it's like, yeah, we know that. We just want to get it off our chest. You know what I mean? So to make that more of a thing, I think that at least that's a step. You know what I mean? I can't really give like a full 100% answer. But definitely a step in the direction is having more conversation about it and just being more aware of the ones around you. You know what I mean? Especially if you hold them close.
Yeah, man. There was a video that my buddy had sent us, and because I got like a little, because I do a podcast on Tuesdays where there's two other young men who we get together and chat. And he sent a video to us, and it was like two men at a soccer game. And right. one of them, he's just like kind of mellow and he's sitting there watching the game, and the other one's all super hyped up and, you know, really getting into it. And then by the end of the video, it's the man who kind of seems like more reserved. He's there and his buddy isn't. And it's kind of talking about like depression and these things look different on everybody. And, yeah. and, you know, we like to talk, me and my buddies also talk about like Robin Williams, this dude who brought so many laughs and smiles to all of us, you know, 90s babies, yeah. mid 80s babies, bro. We grew up on the Genie. We grew up on fucking right. Mrs. Doubtfire, you know,
Glover, all that kind of shenanigans. Yes.
All that. We grew up on this man who just brought so much joy to us and right. his life to end in such a tragedy. You know what I mean? It's like, you really got to check in on your people. You know, right. you really got to check in. And I think, you know, for me, the same thing I try to put out to people is I'm trying to do better by not giving these like pre-automated responses. Like, you know, like right. on Instagram, you have saved replies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck that. Yeah. Fuck that. Yeah. So when people say, hey, you good? I don't want to be like, yeah, man, I'm good. You good? Like, no. Like, bro, are you good? Like,
tell me, are you good? Yeah, yes, right.
Like, where you at? Because I'm the type of homeboy, I will come get you. I will pull up on you, baby. You all right? Like, right. like, talk to me, bro. Like,
right.
this is a safe, and I hate the fucking word, but it's like, it's a safe, this is a safe space for you to right. not be safe. Like, right. you can let out all this dangerousness and dangerous thoughts that you got, bro. Right. Like, this is where you can be wild, bro. Let it out. It's cool. Like, this is a safe right. place for you to be your most dangerous self. Like, please, like, just tell me what's going on with you, fam. And that's that's cool, because I feel like, yeah, you're so right. We're men, us men, we were never taught how to share these feelings, right? Like, we were taught manliness is taking it on the chin and just keep going, you know. Right. And we were taught by men who were taught by men who were taught by men these same things. You know what I mean?
Right.
What's that saying? Hurt people hurt people. You know?
Hurt people hurt people. Yes,
and
sir.
You might not be physically hurting me, or you might not be emotionally lashing out on me, but you surely didn't equip me with the tools that I need. You know what I mean?
Right.
To kind of get through certain
things. Exactly that. Yep, exactly. And it's crazy because, like, even... like last night, okay, so like today is my father's his birthday. So we spent these past 2 days together. And I was talking to him about, you know, just where I am in life, like as far as, because I've been on a deep journey of just self-exploring. You know what I mean? Like figuring out who I am outside of being someone's son, being someone's, you know, boyfriend, or being someone's brother. Like, who am I outside of these labels that I was pre-given, like way before, you know what I mean? And I just told him, like, I'm learning as I get older, because you think as a child, you think your parents should know it all. You know what I mean? Like you, they are the person you're looking up to. But as you get to the age that they were when they had you, you start realizing, like, how in the world would these people, like, actually know what the fuck is going on? You know what I mean? If I still myself don't know what's going on. So then it's like realizing, like, how should I say it? Like, not everything is going to be, you're not going to always have the answers. You know what I mean? Like, and it's okay. That's it. Like, it's okay. It's okay. Like, I forgive him for a lot of things that he did. And also realizing that I need to understand that we're humans at the end of the day. No one has the answers. There's a many, I always tell my little sisters, there's many ways to get to the number 100. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's 50 plus 50. It's 75 plus 25. At the end of the day, you're still getting 100. Mm-hmm. But there's many ways to go about it. There's no one way. We're not cookie cutter. There's no instructions to this. So who am I to say if anything's right or wrong? If we're just making decisions off the tools that we already have. You know what I mean? It's all we're given. So. Yeah, it's a lot of, that's where I'm at as far as like mentally. I'm trying to figure out who I am and who I want to make sure I am, like who these people are going to talk about me when I'm gone. You know what I mean? Like, what are they going to say? You know what I mean? And I want to make sure whatever it is they say, they just say I was genuine to myself first. Because at the end of the day, I can't help you if I don't help me.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely. It's kind of like that thing of pouring from an empty cup. You know what I mean? Like, and we do, you know, and I've had my own battle with my journey with like God, you know what I mean? In my own spirituality, I've had that war many times over, you know?
Right.
And I do try to show grace, especially, you know, my God, my dad has been passed for, well, first off, happy birthday to the pops, man. Happy birthday.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Yes.
Happy birthday, pops, bro. You know, and I wish you many more. But my dad's been gone for about 8 years now. And there was, thank you, bro. And there was so many battles that I had. And again, this was around the time I started the podcast and started thinking like, I need to get these thoughts out. Like these are crippling me, like they're crippling. And I had to realize that he was the best that he could be, even though he wasn't the best that I thought was for me. You know what I mean? Like he wasn't supportive of certain things and he wasn't this and he wasn't that. And I kind of try to remind myself, like, he just did the best that he could. And that's that it. I will take a million times over, because I've seen, you know, now at my age, I've seen the alternative of he could have been straight deadbeat. He could have never been involved. He could have been like massively abusive. He could have been massively this and all these different things. And it's like, I got what I got and I'm happy with that. Like, you know what I mean? Like this broken man that he was, that's still pops, you know?
Yes.
And I'm glad that like men like you and me, we're taking the time now to kind of go through that journey of saying, hey, what are these things that affect me? What are these things that hurt? What are these things that, you know, I'm not really comfortable sharing with my friends? You know what I mean? Cause there's a long list of men who never had that conversation with themselves, you know?
Yeah, and that's so sad to say, like, about men, you know what I mean? Like, if we never had that, and we're expected to be tough, but not really realizing that being a man is more than just being masculine, you know what I mean? Like, there's a feminine part of men that it's okay to embrace. There are things, there's more to being a man than what is put into our face and shoved down our throats every day, like from social media to the music to the, you know, just to our environment. There's more to being a man. And it's like, it's up to you to figure out how many sides of a man there is as a man, you know what I mean? And that's me learning that. Like, I don't want to just be what was given to me. I want to know what's from inside. I want to know what I can give as well, you know what I mean? And I want to make sure that the men around me realize, like, hey, bro, you know, I love you, you know what I mean? And, you know, I hug them. They're probably tired of me, the men around me. I ain't gonna lie to you, because I'm always wanting, I just want to know, you know what I mean? I want to know, like how you are with me. How are you? You know what I mean? I give hugs. I tell them I love them before they leave. Hey, bro, please be careful. You know what I mean? Stay safe. Because recently, a few years ago, we lost a close friend, Mark, also known as Lane. And everything that I'm saying now is everything he's already said before. There's things that I learned from him, because I was the baby out of all the boys, out of all the men, Livewire, DNA, Mac 11, Lame, Hybrid. I'm the baby out of all of them. So I had all these different, going from the environment that I was from to going to being around these men who've been in similar environments, but choose to do other things that are more constructive than destructive. So seeing them do things like that, I'm like, oh, there's people who actually like care for a better life. You know what I mean? Like are finding other ways to do things. And I got to see them grow up in front of me. So I got to pick and pull all the things that I felt fit me best. And that's something that Mark really instilled. Like, it's okay to care for the people you, whether it be tough love or, you know, whatever, soft love. At the end of the day, love is love, you know what I mean? And if you feel impelled to give it, then give it, because you don't know when it's going to be that last moment. You don't know. I don't know when our last conversation is going to be, you know what I mean? So I want to make sure whatever conversation I'm allowed to have, God willingly, I want to at least make sure I give off something anything. You know, I mean, whether it just be an ear.
He really had an impact on you guys, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's tattooed on me, you know what I mean? It's real. Mm-hmm. Like, it's at first, when I first met him, we didn't like each other. I was hanging around other people and he was hanging around other people, you know what I mean? And this was around like Impact and SK days, you know what I mean? So I was hanging around with the Techs, which was like really cool, Impact, you know, all that crump stuff. We'll get to that later. But it was just like, at first it was just like, okay, who are these dudes? And then eventually that same day, like Mark flipped the switch, like, hey, what's up, bro? Like, how are you? You know what I mean? Like, how's your day? You know, like, what's going on? It's like this and that. And it's like, oh, it's actually cool people. And mm-hmm. then after that, it's just learning from them. They put me under their wing. They would pick me up every day after school, like all type of stuff. Make sure I did my homework and then like got to the dancing or to the mall or whatever. And it's just like the brotherhood and just being together is what I carry with me every day, or just that love. Because it's like people who aren't related to you mm-hmm. are taking time out of their day. You know what I mean? Just to genuinely like want to see you grow or do something or get better at something. And it's like, it was different. That impact was different, bro. The people that I'm with today, it's because they really impacted me in ways that I probably could never pay them back for. You know what I mean? So
yeah, dude. Yeah, and when I got into the community was around, and I was like, oh my god, this is Crump. Like, this is what you guys do, bro. Like,
right.
Oh, what the fuck is happening? Like, I didn't realize. And Dredd would always be like, this is just the community, this is just what it is. I was like, bro, I can't function in this. Yeah. Like, I deal with enough bullshit at home, you know, and with the right. with the neighborhood I'm in, you know, dudes always coming up talking this shit and it's this and mm-hmm. that, this beefing with this person, beefing with that person.
Right.
But I felt the Crump world stop with his passing, and I was and I still I think of it a lot today, where it's like, he's somebody I have so much respect for, but was never near him. Never. I don't think I ever reacted to a post he posted. I don't think nothing just the name and the footage and the people and the, like, how everybody kind of just, like, they just put everything aside for a second and was like laughing at my enemies. You know, I was like, whoa, this is insane. And that's when I knew, okay, Crump has a place that people do feel for each other. They do love each other. Right. There's a certain brotherhood and fellowship and family that's built right. through the, you know, and it's weird. It's weird. 'Cause I have a brother who was in the military, and he's like, you slowly realize that these people you're fighting against, their brothers, their husbands, their nephews, their sons. Right. And so there's this weird fellowship that we can build. Like you're even saying, they might be on the other side of the fence, but once you kind of take that mask of, oh, I'm a Crumper, you take that mask off, it's like, oh bro, how are you? You know what I mean? Right. Like, I know we were just battling 10 minutes ago, but right. like, but how are you though? You good? You want, let's right. go catch some food, you know, let's burn one, like, you know, something right. like anything, bro. And there's so much more that, and I said this with Pun, is like, we have so much more in common with each other than the things that separate us, you know. Yep.
Shout out to the Godfather. Yes,
yeah, sir. Shout out Big Pun, man. God, yes, damn, sir. Dude. And Mark, now, and this is coming from pure, I don't know shit. Did he create 80s, or was he a part of the 80s? Oh, okay.
80s is completely his concept. It's strictly from Mark himself.
What is that? What is
80? Well, like I said, it was a concept basically based off of the movie The Warriors. So it was just like brotherhood, you know what I mean? So I mean, I'm trying to figure out like how I can put it, like wrap it up in a bow. But pretty much like he had like a book, a script. It was going to be like a whole, it's around the time like Mansanity was around, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like all the storytelling behind like groups and characters, and that's where he was at with it. He really wanted it to be like something bigger than just us being dancers. You know what I mean? Like he had bosses. He had like killers, brawlers, and like, yeah, it was all categorized, all, it was just a whole shebang. And it just started as that. And we were at first, like, 80s is what, like, big right now. But the home team for us here in San Antonio is called the Street Disciples. So that's where originally all, like, that's, like, the main patch. That's, like, what you want, you know what I mean? So that's where we all came from. And he was like, well, I kind of want to do, like, a concept out of this. You know what I mean? Like, let's see what we can do. Let's see what we can make it grow even more. So we have people like Bruiser in it. We got people like B Wilder in it. We got, like, there's so many people, Crowns. There's so many people in this. Dread, you know what I mean? There's so many people. And that's, we didn't realize how big this concept was until, unfortunately, he passed. Because then we started seeing, like, the stories. And not just in the States, but out of the States. People from New Zealand. There's people that we've never even met. And they're like, oh, yeah, Lane used to talk about y'all. You know what I mean? Like, and yeah, it's definitely a dream that outlived the dreamer. You know what I mean? Ooh. And we're definitely going to keep it going. And we have now more. It's now we don't just have 80s. Now we have Eighth Wonder, which is, we call it the tallest tower. We don't know how big this tower is. So 80s is like a big tower. You got the bosses, the brawlers, the killers, you know what I mean? And that's pretty much the concept. You come to a tower, you got to wait in the lobby, which we have events called the lobby.
And, I've seen that.
Yeah, exactly. So you go to wait through the lobby, and then you go, each floor has different killers, which is me, Dread, which he's a Switchblade, B Wilder, you got Livewire, and then you got the brawlers, you got DNA, you got Mac 11, you got all of them, you know what I mean, Hybrid, and then you got the bosses, which is Lane, Stone, which is Brock.
Yeah,
these are all people who are all connected to 80s. Even Val, you know, she's an 80s.
I mean? Shout out Mama Val, let's go.
Yeah, for real. So it was just a concept. It was just a concept for us to have. For us, you know what I mean? And when it first came about, it wasn't as big as it was today. That's the crazy part. So I wish, of course, naturally, I wish that he was here to see how big and how widespread that is. Because you hear 80s now, and it's wild to say, but you hear 80s now and anywhere in Crump, and like people actually know what it means. And it's like, we started that back at the Tomato Spot, which is our home base, like our main session spot. It's called the Tomato. So it's like, just to see that now all over the world is like, I never thought anything like that was possible in the dance scene. And Mark, he made a lot of moves. He was ahead of his time. There's things that he did that are now like coming to fruition. And it's like, golly, like I was not expecting it. I was not expecting all that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Oh my god, Deepers, mister, that's real crazy.
Yeah.
For real. Oh my god.
And he set that that tone, you know what I mean, of growth.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, unfortunately, when he passed, it was really felt. And at first, we didn't know what we were gonna do after he passed, because he was like that heartbeat to everything, you know what I mean? Like, he made sure we sessioned together, we laughed together, we at times did Bible study. He was big on that type of stuff. He just wanted to make sure that whatever we did it together, and that the intention was growth. So, and that is like the bloodline of SDs, of Street Disciples, of 80s, of Eighth Wonders, which is now the Rookies in our area. Now being that it's a branch off. It's like, yeah, you don't have to be in 80s. You don't have to be us. But here's something that we can give as 80s, you know what I mean? So
that's insane. To the dream to outlive the dreamer. That is a wow. That is like, you know, you hear and it sucks, you know, when there's so many artists and even outside of art, like revolutionaries, you know what I mean? They dream this dream that people, you know, they hop on and they're with it. You know what I mean? Like, they really subscribe to this idea, and then something happens, they pass, and then slowly but surely, if it fizzles out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then to think, because I still hear 80s being screamed. I still see SD. I still see the lobby, you know, like
the lobby. Yeah,
that's how you know that vision is more than, like, I don't know how bigger to put it, but that's how you know that is something, because it's continuing on and is not only continuing with the people like you and everyone else who were those first adopters of this, of this philosophy, but it was, it's continued, and there's more people who are hopping in it. And when mm-hmm. I see you guys and I hear it, I just immediately, I just lame. Like, that's all I hear. Lame.
Good, lame. Good.
I hear that. I hear it and I feel it. It's really like, you guys are really, really carrying that name so fucking heavy, dude. Like,
thank you.
You, as you know, as lucky, I think, even me on my own capacity to have experienced him, as lucky as I feel, you know, I know looking down from up there, I know he's happy, you know, to see what you guys are doing to not only like keep his memory going, but the things that he believed in and the right. things that he tried to spread, you know, and encompass the people that he loved, like the things that you guys are doing, bro. Like, you guys are really mm-hmm. keeping it. 'Cause I feel it. Like, I'm saying, I was a dude from Cali just here for work, bro. And the next right. thing, I was like, yo, pull up to the session. And it's at a house. Right. I'm like, oh my God, there's kids here, bro. Like, what do you guys mean? This is so crazy. 'Cause I wouldn't show that same extension of love to strangers like that. And that's probably right. one of my character flaws, but it is what it is. You know, I'm trying to be better.
Hey, trust bro, us as a community, we be doing the same stuff. Like, it's not as passive, you know what I mean? Like, we be like, hey, bro, someone's coming, like, someone wants to come through, and it has to go through, like, the board of people, you know what I mean? Like, where people are like, well, let me see real quick. And then it's like, once you get all the green checks that you need, it's like, all right, come on. Because that's just mm-hmm. kind of, it's crazy. I mean, we don't really realize it, but when, like, even Pun tells us all the time how close-knitted we are here in San Antonio. But it's just like, we've all grown up with each other. Like, literally, they've known each other since high school. And I knew them when I was in high school. They were graduated by the time I was already out. I mean, in high school or whatever was going on. So it's just like, you don't want nothing bad to happen. You know what I mean? Especially mm-hmm. with, now we got kids now. It's not even about us. Like, yes, it's like, we want to dance, but it's not everything literally is around growth. The kids, the rookies, the new gen, people who just want to be around, you know what I mean? We take all that into consideration before we even make that move. So it's like, it's cool. It's cool to have people around mm-hmm. at the end of the day. Because, I mean, not many people knew about San Antonio like that. Everybody, mm-hmm. when they hear about Texas, it was really Dallas-based, which mm-hmm. is good because they did a lot of groundwork. Al did a lot of groundwork when it came to events. Val, all of them did a lot of good community work when it came to making sure, putting on for Dallas and Texas, you know what I mean? But it's like, you know, after like Mark passed and all that stuff, like more eyes started coming to the area. So we had to make sure that we upheld that, you know what I mean? And we don't want to just close off anybody. We want to make sure that people are coming and joining and taking it, that way they can spread the word, because we want more people. We want y'all to see the new faces we have, the new talent, the new energy. We don't want it to just y'all see my face and Velocity and Hybrid. We want y'all to see like the rookies. We want y'all to see the people who are really having to deal with us as vets and OGs and stuff like that, because they're putting in work, you know what I mean? And they deserve, they've earned it tremendously, you know what I mean? So,
bro, and pulling up to Velocities and Hybrids, it was like there's a whole class going on here, you know what I mean? Yep. So that to me was dope, you know. And yeah. I'm just thinking, all right, you know, this is over, I'm gonna head back to my hotel. And then Velocity's like, oh, like, I made food, like, are you hungry? Right. Like, oh my God, like, yes, I'm fucking starving actually. But just
yeah.
Like, you know, growing up in North Carolina, first off, I was always taught, like, when someone offers you food in their home, don't you dare deny it first.
Right.
And second, it's not only like a respect to the household, but free food don't come along. you know, like,
right,
what, you're so fucking rich you can't have a free meal, dog. Like, we're like, we above shopping at the fucking Goodwill all of a sudden, bro. Right. We too right. good for something free nowadays. Like, fuck right. that, bro. I'm about to grub. And it was tight though to sit down with, you know, this family, like, it was like very their fam, but it was like family. We're all sitting down elbow to elbow, sitting mm-hmm. down eating, and not just talking about dance, but they're talking about video games, and they're talking about this and a movie yep. coming out, and there's kids running right. around, they're watching, you know, some anime, and it's like, oh, like, whoa, this is really like, this is a very close-knit community you guys got going on here, and very different from LA and what I've experienced out in Cali, like on a way different wavelength, way, way, way different. And much love to y'all out in San Antonio. Y'all got a special place in my heart, man.
Hey, welcome to anytime, brother. Anytime. Anytime.
And so how long though have you been crumping now?
That's crazy. I was just talking to my big homie about this. Maybe about like 12, 13 years now.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. And how did you get introduced to the community?
Through Velocity and Hybrid. I mean, like, I had seen Rise per you. I mean, I feel like everybody at least one way or another then bumped shoulders and seen the clip seen the video or whatever. But I didn't really think it was anything real, especially here in Texas. Like, that's not really anything that you see here at all. So I just seen it. So I kind of knew about it. But then I went to a dance event, first like event I ever went to here in our community, like the dance scene. And I just seen some folks crumping and I was like, oh, this is crazy. I think Spartan was out here. There was a guy named Rockstar way back when he was out here. And I was just like, damn, that looks crazy. So this is back in MySpace days. So I'm Oof. Over here like, yeah, I'm over here like, trying to figure out who these people are, you know what I mean? So I first started talking to Velocity, and then she was like, yeah, well, come pull up where we're at. And she was in one of the neighborhoods that I grew up in, so I was like, oh, okay, for sure. Well, I'll head that way. So I met them one time, and then it was more on some popping shit. Like, I liked the way they come, but I was like trying to be a popper around that time. At that time, she was like, I think you would enjoy crumping a little bit more. So she called Hybrid, and then Hybrid showed me a couple steps, and ever since then I was like, I think I actually might like this a little bit more. And yeah, after that it kind of just went from there. And then they had beef with the Street Disciples because they were with the Techs. So that's how I got introduced to Lame and them, because they had beef. So it was like, I was like, what is this? Like, who are, at this time, that's not the dancing, like, dance beef was, I didn't know what that was. Mm-hmm. I was coming from an area where beef was beef. Like, so when I seen videos on YouTube, I'm like, who are these niggas? Like, what's up? You know what I mean? And they're like, no, it's just dancing, you know what I mean? It's another group, it's another fam type. So I'm like, all right. One night we pulled up to the tomato session, and that's when I met Lame, which is the story I told just a little bit earlier. Where I thought he hated me, and then like he had that demeanor, but then towards the end he was like, yo, what's up, bro, how are you, you know what I mean? Like, and then after that, I was like, oh, well, do they hate us or are we friends? Like, what, like, what's going on? You know what I mean? So that's just seeing that, like, that energy, you know what I mean? Because it was the street energy that I came from, but it was just niggas wanting to dance. No one wanted to really hurt each other, even though they was talking like it was something was bad was about to happen, but they just wanted to battle. That's all it was. You know what I mean? So once I had to realize that, it was like, I think I like this. I think that I like having beef with niggas without having to have to hurt nobody for real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's really what got me to it. But yeah, the tomato spot, that's what really ignited everything. Like, yeah, Hybrid taught me a little bit, but once I saw people sessioning and battling, and everybody's wearing black at the tomato, and it was just like, what is going on right now? What is going on?
Oh my God.
Yeah, so that hooked me quickly, super quick. Definitely.
Man, hybrid, you a fool, dog. You're gonna have to play this shit back. It's all right.
Everybody right. Post- we about you too, bro. You know?
Man, hey, big shout out, hybrid. Big shout out, bro. Again.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, big shout out. And again, you Velocity. Thank you guys for welcoming me into y'all's space. Again, hey man, Bino. Thank you for welcoming me to your space too. When I was out there, I felt real loved, like, you know what I mean, while I was out in Texas. And every time I go there, I know I could call up some homies and be like, hey, let's boogie, like, yeah, you know what I mean?
That's it, bro. That's all you got to do is tap in and we go get you right. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Because, like, I don't know. I think, and too, for people who watch this who may never understand really what Crump is, it is exactly that, where it's, you know, at the session, it can get hostile, you know? And it's in the hostility is this weird competitiveness that I think we also experience from other sports. Like, I remember in football, people being like, hey, bitch, you got nice lips. Like, what, bro? What'd you just say to me? Like, yeah, like, you know, like, wait till I see you and your mama later tonight. It's like, oh, dog, now we get personal, you know? And I remember going to sessions and battling and seeing people who were just dapping me up, just, hey, Carbs, what up, man? Good to see you. And they're telling this dude I'm battling, kill this motherfucker, kill him off. It's like, whoa, bro, the switch up is nuts, dude.
But I just shook your head, bro. We were just good. What happened?
Now you're telling him to rip my guts out, bro. Right. How did we get to this point here in time? Like, how? You know, hey, dude, it builds character, you know,
it really builds character.
But I think too, you know, even kind of going, you know, kind of doubling back too, is kind of like, that's a part, I think, of our mental that we always need to keep sharp is that people will switch up on you, you know, and you still have a job to do. You know what I mean? And these things, whether it's competitively or personally or whatever, like, there's a job to be done. Let's handle this real quick. And if we really need to address this after the fact, we can address it. You know what I mean? Because I think, and maybe we can even kind of touch on this too, is like, too much in Crump, I think we rely on settling it through a battle. Like, a battle is just going to solve our issues. And it's like, no, we need to address this off the dance floor.
That's facts. Yeah, I mean, there's been plenty of times here, like, within ourselves, our circle, where it's like, yeah, we can dance, bro. That's fine. You know, we can get tired out all you want, but we still going to have to figure this out outside of everyone right here. You know what I mean? Like, and it don't got to be physical. It don't got to be none of that. Something has to get done, because with this whole, like, oh, let's just dance and shake hands and, oh, we're good, bro. No, because then that kind of condones a certain kind of tone, like a certain kind of submissive feel. And it's like, no, this ain't that. At the end of the day, I'm still a human, bro. Like, I just dance. You know what I mean? So I definitely feel that, because that throws me off on a lot of stuff. Because it's like, that means sometimes you're really willing to allow a lot of things that you really wouldn't in real life. You know what I mean? So I can't do that. I can't be one of those folks. I mean,
like, in Game of Thrones, right? And there's actual historical examples of this, but in Game of Thrones, it's like, you can do trial by combat, you know? Yeah. So it's like, bro, what if you're just like an excellent swordsman? Like, you're a master swordsman, bro. You can do whatever the fuck you want, because who's going to beat you in a sword fight? Like, does it make you right, though? Does it mean you should be doing these things? Like, bro, you should probably chill out on some of this. Like, we get it. We can't beat you in a fight, but you should probably still chill out doing the things you're doing. Like, I couldn't imagine if our actual, like, government society was ran that way. Like, oh, well, if you can beat him in a fist fight, I guess you win. It's like, imagine you're going up against Mike Tyson. Like, bro, there's no way. There's no fucking way.
Yeah. Not built for nothing like that. No
way, bro. Listen, I'm as confident as it comes, but with Mike Tyson, not doing it, bro. You're right. Like, whatever you said, bro, you're right. You would 110% you're right. But I do think, like, it is good, you know, if there's a certain disagreement or argument and we're here in the same place, like, sure, let's battle, right? Because then that kind of gets that first initial, like, sweaty palms, and you're just super amped up seeing this person. It's like, you know, most battles are about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, depending on how long they go, you know, 10, 15 minutes. And so if you can stand in front of them for 10 to 15 minutes and get all this energy out, then now once this adrenaline has kind of dropped and I've been in your presence, I've been looking in your eyes, and we've had our little chirping on the side, like, we can now at the end, I think we are better, you know, we're a little more cool headed, you know, and we can approach conversation.
More logical.
Absolutely.
Because it's always logic over emotion, you know what I mean? Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, we can get tired. I can get all this anger out. We can do all of that. I'm with that too. But that doesn't change, like, us having to get to the bottom line of why we're doing this. You know, like, why are we doing this? Okay, we still need to discuss that because it didn't fit me right, or it didn't fit you right. And we got to make sure that if we're going to at least keep this a healthy relationship, we're going to have some ugly conversation too. You know what I mean? And I think that's what being or loving someone is not always soft. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think that's what it, like, that's the part of it, because you want to love someone, but you know that there's a certain line that's been crossed. So it's like, how can I keep this healthy, you know what I mean, without being destructive? What's the constructive way through this?
I've tried to take a step back to when I'm addressing people, especially in, like, they're in the middle of crisis, like they're having a full-blown head gasket, having a meltdown. And I try to remember, like, at one point you were just a little baby. You were just this little baby and had no control of your motor function, had no control of your emotions. And that's okay. And sometimes we revert back to that. You know, we revert back to this wildness. And sometimes you just kind of, like, with kids, bro, like, I'm not going to sit here and try to give my son a life lesson while he's having a fucking meltdown in the toy section.
Yeah, whole tantrum is it, right?
It makes no sense, bro. Like, and I'm not going to, like, I used to spank my son and I don't any longer because it's like, why am I know I can physically, you know, conquer this child. I can literally, like, bro, I will out push up you on my finger, dog. Like, there's no beating me that way. Like,
yeah.
So why am I going to do this just to get you to act a certain way or do as you're being told, like, whatever, you know? So have your meltdown. Like, I will stand there by the buggy and just watch people walk by. Like, sorry, like, hey, full crisis, full blown meltdown, aisle six. People just keep pushing. Like, let's put a wet
just act like you don't see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, mind your fucking business, lady. Right. Just keep it pushing, dude. And so even with some people, like, in and out of dance, it's like, bro, this isn't the time for us to talk right now. Like, you're in the middle of crisis. I get it. You're upset with me or whatever. Like, go ahead, get it out, yell, do whatever you got to do. But once you kind of calm down, cooler heads will prevail and we can have this conversation. I'll say my apologies. Maybe you got to say some apologies and it's cool. Like, it doesn't make you a bad person. We just made a couple mistakes. You rubbed me the wrong way. And like, trust me, I'm not going to waste my time. Like, I got other shit. I got other pressing issues to deal in my life. So you talking about my dance or calling me a bitch or whatever, like, though it made me mad, trust me, bro, that's the least. I got bills. Like, I got whole bills to pay, bro. I'm not gonna let this piss me off so bad.
A lot of times we gotta realize that we're going against folks and they pride, you know what I mean? Like, pride is, that's the thing you're really going against. That person just don't, they didn't already dug themselves in that hole, and it's like, I don't know if I really want to double back on what I've dug myself into. I don't want to make myself look like, no one ever wants to seem lesser than, you know what I mean? So it's like, I myself, once I realize that, I accept what's given to me. So I'm like, okay, but just know that now I have to treat you a certain way. You know what I mean? Because you can't be mad at a clown, you know what I mean, for doing what it does. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, that's their character. You know what I mean? If they're going to show you who they are, accept it. The only reason why you're mad is because you don't want to accept who they are. It's because they showed you and you're like, oh, maybe, nah, maybe that was just a moment. And it's like, they just showed you. Like, what do you, you mad because they doing it again? That's their character. You know what I mean? I'm never going to get mad at a clown in the circus. Never. That's their job. That's what they're supposed to do. I'm never going to do that.
What was that DMX? How did DMX say it? It was like, trust everybody to be themselves, but then trust that you see them well.
Yes.
In very, very facts, you know, like, why am I going to be so mad at a clown being a clown at the circus? That's just who he is. And I got to see that. I can't put this illusion up of who I hope that they are. They're showing me exactly who they are. And I just got to take it for what it is.
Yeah. And that's most of our problem is really just trying to not accept that, like what they show us. It's like we want, naturally, we want to see the better in people. You know what I mean? So it's like, our version of better just isn't the same as theirs. There's many ways to get to 100. You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, that's just you. Oh, okay. I understand. I understand now. Now I love you still, but I gotta love you the way you showed me how. You know what I mean? Like now I can't keep force feeding how I want you to be and then get mad at you because you're not how I want you to be. I have to see who you are and okay. Sounds good. Yeah, now I can't be surprised next time. You know what I mean? Okay.
Gotta hit him with the, all right.
All right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, right, and inside it may be like, oh, shit. But it's like still, you still can't be mad at them. They gave you who they were. You know what I mean? At the end, they'd be mad at yourself. That's who you're fighting against, yourself.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. There was a lot of people that, you know, growing up watching the DVDs and watching these YouTube clips, and it's like, damn, like they're these people. And then I met them in person. I was like, ooh, was I was I wrong?
Right,
you, dude. You know, and
yes, yeah,
you're a phenomenal dancer, and I would hope that you would be this type of person, but you're just not. And you know, and that's cool. Like you are going to be exactly who you are over there, and I'm going to be exactly who I am right here. And that's cool. Like no love lost. Like maybe, you know, I'm sorry I had this certain expectation of you, bro. Like I'm sorry, but you know, just you're over there and I'm over here, and that's
exactly,
that's cool too.
Exactly. Damn,
my man Gambino the Don, let's go. So man, over a decade of experience, you know, you've got 80s under your belt. My man's repping Black Hearts out here.
Hoorah.
Got love for the Black Hearts, man. Got love. And what would you, in this journey, what would you say, you know, like give me a top three. What would be like your top three moments that you've been able to experience in the community?
Like within my own community or just the community of Crump itself?
Like we can do both. Oh, okay. Bro. For you personally.
I mean, honestly, bro, this past year has been really a blessing for me because I never really personally experienced traveling for dancing. So I got to experience that just recently. Going to Seattle, going to Boston, and going to Arizona are like the three, like outside of just my community, my local being here all the time. Those are the, like going to Seattle for the House of Crowns, and doing that with Solo and Proof and Crowns and his fam and all that. Just seeing all these different regions and sides of the world, like in one house. And like, just seeing how much this art has made us related. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? We're all related through this. At this point, we're all brothers and sisters in this. So it's like, seeing that at first, like, oh, people are coming together. Like, people are spending money, hard-earned money, taking time off, like, spending time away from family to do this and invest in themselves was like, oh, that's crazy. And the fact that people are having us in such a regard that's like, that we didn't even see ourselves in. Like, we just see ourselves as regular-ass people because we grew up with each other. But for other people, like, hey, bro, like, are you such and such? And I'm like, yeah, you know what I mean? I'm like, bro, like I've been watching you and it's like, I know who they are, you know what I mean? So it's like, oh shit, you know what I mean? Like, you know, hanging out with Solo and he's like, hey bro, I know who you are, you know what I mean? It's like, solo, like, you know what I mean? These are people I thought were celebrities, and they're still, to a certain extent, are, you know what I mean? So it was just like, just having a conversation where it's like normal. It's just, it blew my mind, you know what I mean? And going to Boston, that was recently, battling Chosen in Boston, at one of their most biggest vendors and events, the East Session. Shout out to them. Shout out to the East. You know what I mean? That was something else too, because the environment that we create here, that's their natural habitat. Like the aggression, the just all the animosity, the chismo, the everything. Like it's so crazy, and it's like, I don't know, it just blows my mind seeing people go to different areas to experience, and none of them experiences are the same. No experience on any of the coasts are the same, ever. It's like, yeah, you may get a hint of other things that you see around, but no one place that I've ever been has been the same. Mm-hmm. No matter the coast, no matter what, everyone has their own. I tell the people here at the Mindset, like, we all know red, blue, orange, green. Everyone has their own shades of these colors. You know what I mean? And it's like, once you see, like, oh, this is a difference. This is a pastel, or this is, you know, this is a different shade. Like, we got a shade of color right here. You want to check it out? And it's like, bro, I never thought to do it that way. You know what I mean? And it's that in Arizona, battling royalty at Desert Storm. You know what I mean? Like,
Shout out Arizona.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? And she's like a hometown hero out there. You know what I mean? Like, so being put in situations like that is like, they test you to see who you are. And I didn't realize that until I was caught in the dead set middle of it. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't realize what I was getting into until I was in it. And it's like, that's not, I hope everyone experiences that, because it's like, you, it's you against you. Yeah, you may be battling somebody, but you get to see what best you can pull out of all the pressure, especially not being in front, like being in front of your whole home team. It was just me and DNA out there. You know what I mean? And it was just like, when we went to Boston, it was just me, DNA, and my boy Mighty. And it was like, around all these people I've never met, you know what I mean? I don't know what they're expecting me to be. I don't know what they've seen me to be. So it's just like, now it's my time to show, put my name in the concrete, you know what I mean? Like, all right, this is who I am. Just so when I come back, y'all know, you know what I mean? I stepped on here, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But those would be the three times in my career, and they just are as recent, you know what I mean? So it's just like, Crump was cool, and then I started seeing that part of it, like, oh, there's people outside of this community who actually want to see what we're doing, who want to be a part of us just as much as we want to be a part of them. You know what I mean? So yeah, those three memories, crazy.
Bro, yeah, and crazy. It's so true. Like, Texas, I mean, I had a chance to dance in Colorado, but Texas was the first time really outside of California where I got to dance and like be, you know, like I had to get my permission slip signed. Like, oh, like yeah. I'm pulling up to this house. Well, I'm checking in with this person to check in with this one to check in with that one.
Right, now.
I'm here, you know, and, you know, and even inside of Texas, the feeling from San Antonio to Austin, where I've had a chance to dance too, is like, whoa, this is so strange. Like the vibe, the people, like the, you know, in Austin, shout out Craze and everything he's doing in Austin. And it's
big,
like,
shout out. Yeah.
You know, they have a kind of a newer scene going on where like the Dallas, Houston, you know, San Antonio, you guys are a little more established, got some more dirt under your fingernails. And so it's like, you know, there's that old saying that you never step in the same river twice, that it's forever changing, though enclosed by its banks, you know, and Crump is that to me. And we like to talk to, like, Crump is always changing, you know, you better stay up with what's current. And I'm like, it's like a river. And I'm like, you know, sitting there smoking some drum, I'm like, dude, this seems like a river, bro. Like, always changing. You never step in the same one twice. Like, no matter where you are, like in this one long, beautiful river that encompasses the East. Shout out the Northwest too. I didn't even get a chance, but shout out the Northwest. Shout out all the boys up there. You know, Vegas, Cali, like a North Hollywood LA session compared to IE, compared to the Oceanside and what they were doing down there, way different from each other. Like, not only the people who pull up, but just, you know, some of these guys went to high school together, like how you guys did. Like, some of them went to high school together. Like, they're god brothers and sisters, they're cousins. It's like, we're like, NoHo, you get a little bit of everybody from everywhere tapping in and signing in. And so there's, you know, it's different strokes for different folks for sure, but it's all different. Mm-hmm. Like, you're stepping into this river each time. And like, I've been in Ohio for like the last like 3 months, 4 months, and they have a different vibe here. I'm still trying to kind of collect my thoughts on how I've felt about being out here. You know, it's kind of hard to speak on it when you're like in the middle of it, being present in it. So I haven't had a chance to like really look back and get my thoughts on them, but shout out Ohio too. But it is like you're saying, it's so many different shades of this wide spectrum of colors, and it's so vibrant though. Like, every place you go is so lively and so vibrant with all the people that we get to meet, man.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Hell yeah, bro. Listen, Gambino, let me tell you, bro, and I'm gonna be real with you. I did not expect you to have that kind of outlook on dance and just to hear these things, like to hear the way that you speak about them. It's wonderful, bro. It's you really take the art wonderfully, you know. I mean, I knew you were like a laid back dude, real chill, soft spoken. Even Val was like, you're going to need it to get him to talk because he's too humble. But, okay, all right. Let me see if I can make this work.
I'll be looking out. You know what I mean?
But if you could be king for a day with a magic wand to make things change, like what's a change that you would like to see happen in Crump, or what is something that we do now that you would like us to like double down on and go harder in?
I guess my thing is always just going to be being as genuine as possible. You know what I mean? Mm. So I think because a lot of people take workshops, a lot of people are trying to follow a certain style to make sure that they're fitting in. And I understand that we all have to learn basics and, you know what I mean, and get our vocab up and all that. But it's like, I just hope and pray that we stick to being as genuine as possible, because that's what builds different eras, different things, you know what I mean? Like, just different styles. And for a little while, it kind of felt like people kind of strayed away from being so genuine. Like, they wanted to just be so cookie cutter, like, bug, I want to dance like this, I want to present this type of whatever. And it's like, that's only gonna get you so far, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you're gonna hit a wall, and then you're gonna be back to square one, because then it's like, the only thing that's gonna make you different is you, and you're looking for external things. And the best thing that you have is actually internally. So why not just start there? You know what I mean?
Oh my God, man. And I think it was B Wilder, bro. Shout out Calvin, man. 80s. I was talking with him about that too, where it's like, when I first kind of came into Crump, and I haven't even been around that long, but when I first came in, it was like, bro, I'm under Dread. So I'm trying to do shoe tricks. I'm trying to do hat tricks. And it was just not good. Like, it was not, it just did not fit me and how I approach dancing. But though I tried to study him and like, bro, looking up footage of him after footage and, you know, dance like Tie Dyes, or I need to dance like this person, or dance like this person, because this is what's popping, you know, and these are the greats. But it just didn't, like, I could just feel it didn't register on me. Like, I don't know if it's how long my arms are or how big my head is. I don't know. Just doesn't fucking fit me, bro. Right. And then, you know, I took the name Corbs, and I started looking at, like, my God, Rascal's footage from the cage when he presented the monster style. I was like, I like that. That speaks to me. And not in a way of where like I want to replicate and duplicate that. Right. That can't. That's untouchable. But it was when you look at Knucklehead, B-Dash, you know, J-Ty, all these people who were there, this dude looked different. And different is okay. Like being like, fuck losing a battle, fuck winning the battles. I want to be the person who's like, yeah, everyone here's tight, but that guy Corpse, he's different. If I can be, if I can be that to the community and just to myself, you know, that to me was important to always strive for. So yeah, being our genuine selves, I think speaks volumes, you know?
Yeah. And it's definitely like a language, like how you're talking about Rascal, like, oh, that speaks to me. It's a certain language. Like it's a certain way he's speaking that language where it's like, oh, we're talking the same thing right now. You know what I mean? Because I was, before I was under Livewire, I was under C4, and the same, like as you with Dread, I was studying. I'm like, I just don't get it. Like, I don't understand how, like, I'm kind of trying to do the same thing he's doing, but it's not like getting off the way I wanted to. And then like Live was like, when I switched over, Live was like, okay, we're going to strip everything and we're just going to start from scratch. You know what I mean? And that was the first time anyone's ever said anything like that to me. It's like anything that you know, scratch that. We're just gonna learn together and see what happens. You know what I mean? And it was just, it kind of let it be more open to let me figure out what's what. And it took many years. Clearly, I'm 12 years in and I still feel like I'm just now starting. But it's just like, yeah, it's just a certain language, just trying to figure out. It's like teaching a baby, you know what I mean? Like how to talk, putting words together, how to put sentences together, how to do that type of stuff. So it's like little by little, you learning the language. What language am I speaking? Who speaks that language that I speak? You know what I mean? So I definitely feel that about just trying to find yourself. That's why, I mean, now I go by Huncho. Like Gambino is now a name that I've given to my little brother, Sick, which is on the East Coast. But it's because Huncho is Spanish, you know what I mean? And that's what I am. I'm half Mexican. So it's kind of more closer to my culture. And also it means leader, but it isn't leader of anyone. It's just leader of myself. Everything that I do, I just want it to be me. Like, it's just, I want to make sure that any jab, any look, any stomp, any, if I feel like I'm going to make that move, it's because I genuinely just want to get that off. And it's all based off of, like, there's an artist named Basquiat. Jean-Michel Basquiat, he's a painter, and he does abstract art, and there's two coins to his art, and a lot of people see it as immature, childish, not as detailed, but to a lot of other people, it's rugged, it's beautiful, it's there's value, there's quality to what he's trying to portray, and that's exactly how I feel, because I don't dance. If you've ever seen Livewire dance, which is my big homie, I'm twin Livewire, we don't, like, we know the same things, but we don't dance the same way. So that's why we're twins, because I was able to learn the things that he does, but I don't do the things. I don't put it in the same way he does. I just have a different way of doing it. But there's still a same level of understanding between me and him, and even outside of dancing. So it's like, I feel like finding yourself is the best thing you could ever possibly do in this art, because any other way you're just copying, and we don't need any more of those, honestly. Yeah.
God, no, man. And like you're saying, bro, like there was an art piece I saw while I was in Key West. And I would always stop by and go and look at it. And one day the dude came up to me and was like, oh, you know, I've seen you looking at this piece. I was like, yeah, it's beautiful. And he goes, well, how does it make you feel? Like, what do you see? And I was like, whoa, okay. Like, cause we can always talk about the lines and the texture of but how does this make me feel? Like, what do
exactly?
And that's, and you know, talking about abstract art where somebody may see, you know, a splash of paint, I see madness. I see madness in a physical form here that I can touch, you know, I can literally take a, like, I could take my hand and rub this madness at this man, or it might be, you know, whatever. Just how does it make you feel though? Like, you know what I mean? How does this make you feel? And I like that. I like that a lot, bro. Very artistic. My man, Huncho. Big Huncho, yes, my guy.
Yes, sir.
Listen, dude, I don't wanna keep you up too long. And no, I really you're good. I really do hope we can do this again one day, bro. This has been such, like, dude, Texas, bro. Shout out my peeps from Texas. Big Huncho fucking building.
Yeah.
If there's a little gym or little quote of the day that you would want to drop for the people before we go ahead and sign out, go ahead and do that and plug whatever social medias or drops, anything that you got. This is your moment, my guy.
Okay. I guess any like small piece of advice, always be in love and keep falling in love with being a student, because that's all you'll ever be. Anytime you feel like you're anything else, you're losing, because there's no better thing to be than a student. So fall in love with that, the journey of becoming that, because a lot of times people are so focused on the goal, and once they get to the goal, it's like, oh, it was really the journey that was fulfilling me more than the goal itself. So just stay a student, stay genuine to yourself, and at the end of the day, be patient with yourself, love yourself. Not everything is cookie cutter, and there is no instructions. There's no right or wrong. As long as it's close to you, to your heart, that's the best that you can ever provide to yourself and to the people around you. And yeah, that's how I try to keep myself daily, just being in love, being present, and just being aware. And as far as like plugging in any social media, first and foremost, therapy clothing. You know what I mean? Only because it's my brother's brand. It focuses on a goal way bigger than me, way bigger than all of us. Mental health, it's going to be something that should be focused on forever. Not just today, not just tomorrow, not just yesterday, but many, many years and much time after now. I am also an ambassador of a hemp brand, because out here, you know, THC isn't legal like that in Texas. So we have THCA, which is a major thing that's popping. So now I'm a brand ambassador of one called Loudmouth. They just opened up a dispensary. So they'll be doing some, you'll be seeing a lot of that on my social media. My social media is Beano's Crafts. Beano's.crafts with a Z, and that shows all that I'm doing, from dancing to cutting hair to I do reselling for clothes, and through that there's another page, Mindless Thrift collection with a K. It's all together, you know what I mean? But yeah, those are all things that I'm into. Those are all things that speak to who I am and things that I hold close to my heart. But I also want to thank you, bro, for having me, because it's an honor, you know what I mean, coming from the area that I come from, Texas, the part that wasn't so famous first, so to have people's eyes on it is crazy. I would love for everyone to check out the people in my community, from DNA to Hybrid Velocity, Mac 11, Brax. There's many, many more that we have here outside of myself and outside of just the familiar faces that you see. We have a whole community of beautiful people, beautiful art, beautiful energy. And yeah, you're going to see us a lot more every year, not just here, but everywhere else. And we're going to be doing some traveling this year. So you'll be seeing us popping up in different areas as well. You know what I mean? So just stay tuned and appreciate all the support and love, because it's important. You know what I mean? We're never bigger than the program. Never.
Ooh, never bigger than the program, bro. Yes, never. Sir. And dude, it's it's been a pleasure and an honor of mine to be able to not only do the dance, you know, I'm able-bodied and healthy enough to do it, but it's been great to meet people like you, bro. Like really genuine and very, you know, just very them, you know, genuine people. And so, dude, it's been a pleasure, bro. And thank you again for coming on the show, dude. And everything that you've shared. I mean, bro, we spent like probably the first half hour fucking just talking about mental health, you know, and
right.
I know people probably tune in thinking like, oh, they're just going to be talking crump. It's like, no. There's right, so much yeah, more. Yeah. There's so right. much more that we have to offer the world than just what we can do on this dance floor. Though you are immensely talented at that, you are an immense human being, bro. And I want to tell you myself, thank you for being alive. And thank you for being in my life. And again, bro, I hope we can do this again soon. But I might be
coming out with a podcast myself coming out pretty soon. So once I get that going, I would love to, you know, spin the block and have you on my shenanigans. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. Baby, you know, bro. I am down, my guy. Yes. I'm down.
It's called Mindset Matters. So it should be coming pretty soon.
Yeah, I mean, there we go, bro. And you let me know when it happens. I'll make sure that I subscribe first off, share all that stuff, dude, so that you know all this can be reciprocated. You know what I mean? It's a two-way street. But thank you, bro. I'm gonna let you get out of here, and I'll send you a message on IG.
Yes, everybody else. Hey, yo, y'all check out my man Corpse, man. Y'all keep tapping in. He has all these folks from the West, the South, the East, everywhere. You know what I mean? Show up. Show out, show love, and I appreciate you, bro. You are a gem, you know what I mean? So keep it going.
Thank you, Huncho, my guy. I'll send you a message right now.
Love, bro. All right, bro.
Everybody, that was Big Huncho Smoking Section. Check him the fuck out. I'm going to have his links in the episode description below. It's important to me to show love. First off, I don't discriminate. Whether you're from the East, West, South, North, or all over, right? Let's kick it. But I definitely got a love for people who open up their doors to me and allow me in their spaces, because there's a certain sacredness that I hold to my home. And for me to be able to share those spaces, not only like with him, Hybrid, Velocity, and everybody in between, any and everybody in between, I really, really do appreciate it. I didn't realize the impact that Texas would have on my life, but big shout out to the Texas community. Big shout out to everybody who tuned in. Yeah, tomorrow I am planning to have Princess Dead End on the show representing Arizona. Again, I don't discriminate. Anybody's welcomed on the show. I'll be doing more posts to try to get more guests on. If you don't see my post, but you want to come on the show, send me a message and we'll line it up. Yeah. Whether you got a brand you want to promote, new album, clothing, or there's a certain social topic you want to get to debating about. Let's talk about it. I'm here. I'm all ears. Yeah. But this has been the Smoking Section. Again, thank you to everybody and anybody who's tuned in and will tune in. Just be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. Huncho's a good dude, and he deserves more praise, but I'm hoping to get some more of the South Side on here. Again, I hope everybody has a good day. I hope you have an amazing week, month, year, and life. I'm Big Corpse, and I'll check all of you out on the flip side. Stay motivated out there.